These are the daily Bible readings for December 28th, or day 362. A prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, everywhere present and filling all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and dwell in us. Cleanse us of every stain and save our souls, O gracious Lord. Amen. The second book of Maccabees, chapters 7 and 8. It came to pass also, the seven brethren together with their mother were apprehended, and compelled by the king to eat swine's flesh against the law, for which end they were tormented with whips and scourges. But one of them, who was the eldest, said thus, What wouldest thou ask or learn of us? We are ready to die, rather than to transgress the laws of God received from our fathers. Then the king, being angry, commanded frying pans and brazen cauldrons to be made hot, which forthwith, being heated, he commanded to cut out the tongue of him who had spoken first, and the skin of his head being drawn off, to chop off also the extremities of his hands and feet, the rest of his brethren and his mother looking on. And when he was now maimed in all parts, he commanded him, being yet alive, to be brought to the fire, and to be fried in the frying pan. And while he was suffering there in long torments, the rest, together with the mother, exhorted one another to die manfully, saying, The Lord God will look upon the truth, and will take pleasure in us, as Moses declared in the profession of the canticle, and in his servants he will take pleasure. So when the first was dead, after this manner, they brought the next, to make him a mocking stock. And when they had pulled off the skin of his head with the hair, they asked him if he would eat before he were punished, throughout the whole body and every limb. And when he answered in his own language and said, I will not do it, wherefore he also in the next place received the torments of the first. And when he was in the last gasp, he said thus, Thou indeed, O most wicked man, destroyest us out of this present life. But the king, of whose world will raise us up, who die for his laws, in the resurrection of eternal life. After him, the third was made a mocking stock, and when he was required, he quickly put forth his tongue and courageously stretched out his hands and said with confidence, These I have from heaven, but for the laws of God I now despise them, because I hope to receive them again from him. So that the king and they that were with him wondered at the young man's courage, because he esteemed the torments as nothing. And after he was thus dead, they tormented the fourth in like manner. And when he was now ready to die, he spoke thus, It is better, being put to death by men, to look for hope from God, to be raised up again by him. For as to thee, thou shalt have no resurrection unto life. And when they had brought the fifth, they tormented him. But he, looking upon the king, said, Whereas thou hast power among men, though thou art corruptible, thou dost what thou wilt. But think not that our nation is forsaken by God. But stay patiently a while, and thou shalt see his great power, in what manner he will torment thee and thy seed. After him they brought the sixth, and he, being ready to die, spoke thus, Be not deceived without cause, for we suffer these things for ourselves, having sinned against our God, and things worthy of admiration are done to us. But do not think that thou shalt escape unpunished, for that thou hast attempted to fight against God. Now the mother was to be admired above measure, and worthy to be remembered by good men, who beheld her seven sons slain in the space of one day, and bore it with a good courage for the hope that she had in God. And she bravely exhorted every one of them in her own language, being filled with wisdom, and joining a man's heart to a woman's thought. She said to them, I know not how you were formed in my womb, for I neither gave you breath nor soul nor life, neither did I frame the limbs of every one of you. But the Creator of the world that formed the nativity of man, and that found out the origin of all, he will restore to you again in his mercy, both breath and life. And now you despise yourselves for the sake of his laws. Now Antiochus, thinking himself despised, and withal despising the voice of the upbraider, when the youngest was yet alive, did not only exhort him by words, but also assured him with an oath that he would make him a rich and happy man, and if he would turn from the laws of his fathers, he would take him for a friend and furnish him with things necessary. But when the young man was not moved by these things, the king called the mother and counseled her to deal with the young man to save his life. And when he had exhorted her with many words, she promised that she would counsel her son. So bending herself towards him, mocking the cruel tyrant, she said in her own language, "My son, have pity upon me that bore thee 9 months in my womb, and gave thee suck 3 years, and nourished thee, and brought thee up to this age. I beseech thee, my son, look upon heaven and earth and all that is in them, and consider that God made them out of nothing, and mankind also. So thou shalt not fear this tormentor, but being made a worthy partner with thy brethren, receive death, that in thy mercy, in that mercy, I may receive thee again with thy brethren." While she was yet speaking these words, the young man said, "For whom do you stay? I will not obey the commandment of the king, but the commandment of the law which was given us by Moses. But thou that hast been the author of all, mischief against the Hebrews, shall not escape the hand of God. For we suffer thus for our sins, and though the Lord our God is angry with us a little while for our chastisement and correction, yet he will be reconciled again to his servants. But thou, O wicked, and of all men most flagitious, be not lifted up without cause with vain hopes, whilst thou art raging against his servants. For thou hast not yet escaped the judgment of the Almighty God, who beholdeth all things. For my brethren, having now undergone a short pain, are under the covenant of eternal life. But thou, by the judgment of God, shall receive just punishment for thy pride. But I, like my brethren, offer up my life and my body for the laws of our fathers, calling upon God to be speedily merciful to our nation, and that thou, by torments and stripes, mayest confess that he alone is God. But in me and in my brethren the wrath of the Almighty, which hath justly been brought upon all our nation, shall cease." Then the king, being incensed with anger, raged against him more cruelly than the rest, taking it grievously that he was mocked. So this man also died undefiled, wholly trusting in the Lord. And last of all, after the sons, the mother also was consumed. But now there is enough said of the sacrifices and of the excessive cruelties. But Judas Maccabeus and they that were with him went privately into the towns, and calling together their kinsmen and friends, and taking unto them such as continued in the Jews' religion, they assembled 6,000 men, and they called upon the Lord that he would look upon his people that was trodden down by all, and would have pity on the temple that was defiled by the wicked, that he would have pity also upon the city that was destroyed, that was ready to be made even with the ground, and would hear the voice of the blood that cried to him, that he would remember also the most unjust deaths of innocent children, and the blasphemies offered to his name, and would show his indignation on this occasion. Now when Maccabeus had gathered together a multitude, he could not be withstood by the heathens, for the wrath of the Lord was turned into mercy. So coming unawares upon the towns and cities, he set them on fire, and taking possession of the most commodious places, he made no small slaughter of the enemies, and especially in the nights he went upon these expeditions, and the fame of his valor was spread abroad everywhere. Then Philip, seeing that the man gained ground by little and little, and that things for the most part succeeded prosperously with him, wrote to Ptolemy, the governor of Celesyria and Phoenicia, to send aid to the king's affairs. And he with all speed sent Nicanor, the son of Patroclus, one of his special friends, giving him no fewer than 20,000 armed men of different nations, to root out the whole race of the Jews. Joining also with him, Gorgias, a good soldier, and of great experience in matters of war. and Nicanor purposed to raise for the king the tribute of 2,000 talents that was to be given to the Romans by making so much money of the captive Jews. Wherefore he sent immediately to the cities upon the seacoast to invite men together to buy up the Jewish slaves, promising that they should have 90 slaves for one talent, not reflecting on the vengeance which was to follow him from the Almighty. Now when Judas found that Nicanor was coming, he imparted to the Jews that were with him that the enemy was at hand, and some of them, being afraid and distrusting the justice of God, fled away. Others sold all that they had left, and withal besought the Lord that he would deliver them from the wicked Nicanor, who had sold them before he came near to them. And if not for their sakes, yet for the covenant that he had made with their fathers, and for the sakes of his holy and glorious name that was invoked upon him. But Machabeus, calling together 7,000 that were with him, exhorted them not to be reconciled to the enemies, nor to fear the multitude of the enemies who came wrongfully against them, but to fight manfully, setting before their eyes the injury that they had unjustly done the holy place, and also the injury they had done to the city, which had been shamefully abused, besides their destroying the ordinances of their fathers. "For," said he, "they trust in their weapons and in their boldness, but we trust in the Almighty Lord, who at the beck can utterly destroy both them that come against us and the whole world." Moreover, he put them in mind also of the helps of their fathers had received from God, and how under Sennacherib 185,000 had been destroyed, and of the battles that had been fought against the Galatians in Babylonia, how they being in all but 6,000, when they came to the point, and the Macedonians and their companions who were at hand, slew 120,000, because of the help they had from heaven. And for this they received many favors. With these words they were greatly encouraged, and disposed even to die for the laws of their country. So he appointed his brethren captains over each division of his army, Simon and Joseph and Jonathan, giving to each 1,500 men. And after the holy book had been read to them by Esdras, and he had given them for a watchword the help of God himself, leading the first band, he joined battle with Nicanor. And the Almighty, being their helper, they slew above 9,000 men, and having wounded and disabled the greater part of Nicanor's army, they obliged them to fly. And they took all the money of them that came to buy them, and they pursued them on every side. But they came back for want of time, for it was the day before the Sabbath, and therefore they did not continue the pursuit. But when they had gathered together their arms and their spoils, they kept the Sabbath, blessing the Lord who had delivered them that day, distilling the beginning of mercy upon them. Then after the Sabbath they divided the spoils to the feeble and to the orphans and to the widows, and the rest they took for themselves and their servants. When this was done, and they had all made a common supplication, they besought the merciful Lord to be reconciled to his servants unto the end. Moreover, they slew above 20,000 men that were with Timotheus and Bacchides, who fought against them. And they made themselves masters of the high strongholds, and they divided amongst them many spoils, giving equal portions to the feeble and fatherless, and to the widows, yea, and to the aged also. And when they had carefully gathered together their arms, they laid them all up in convenient places, and the residue of their spoils they carried to Jerusalem. They slew also Philarches, who had been with Timotheus, a wicked man, who had many ways afflicted the Jews. And when they had kept the feast of victory at Jerusalem, they burnt Cassithenes, that had set fire to the holy gates, who had taken refuge in a certain house, rendering to him a worthy reward for his impieties. But as for that most wicked man, Nicanor, who had brought 1,000 merchants to the sale of the Jews, being through the help of the Lord, brought down them, of whom he had made no account, laying aside his garment of glory, fleeing through the Midland country, he came alone to Antioch, being rendered very unhappy by the destruction of his army. And he that had promised to levy the tributes for the Romans, by the means of the captives of Jerusalem, now profess that the Jews had God for their protector, and therefore they could not be hurt, because they followed the laws appointed by him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 48. And Elias the prophet stood up as a fire, and his word burnt like a torch. And he brought a famine upon them, and they that provoked him in their envy were reduced to a small number, and they could not endure the commandments of the Lord. By the word of the Lord he shut up heaven, and he brought down fire from heaven thrice. Thus, when Elias magnified in his wondrous works, and who can glory like to thee, who raisest up the dead man from below, from the lot of death, by the word of the Lord God, who broughtest down kings to destruction, and brokest easily their power in pieces, and the glorious from their bed, who heardest judgment in Sinai, and in Horeb the judgments of vengeance, who appointest kings to penance, and madest prophets successors after thee, who wast taken up in a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot of fiery horses, who art registered in the judgments of times to appease the wrath of the Lord, to reconcile the heart of the Father to the Son, and to restore the tribes of Jacob. Blessed are they that saw thee and were honored with thy friendship, for we live only in our life, but after death our name shall not be such. Elias was indeed covered with the whirlwind, and his spirit was filled up in Eliasus. In his days he feared not the prince, and no man was more powerful than he. No word could overcome him, and after death his body prophesied. In his life he did great wonders, and in death he wrought miracles. For all this the people repented not, neither did they depart from their sins, till they were cast out of the land, and were scattered throughout all the earth. And there was left but a small people, and a prince in the house of David. Some of these did that which pleased God, but others committed many sins. Ezekias fortified his city, and brought in water into the midst thereof, and he digged a rock with iron, and made a well for water. In his days Sennacherib came up, and sent Rabasaches, and lifted up his hand against them, and he stretched out his hand against Sion, and became proud through his power. Then their hearts and hands were trembled, and they were in pain, as women in travail. And they called upon the Lord, who is merciful, and spreading their hands, they lifted them up to heaven. And the holy Lord God quickly heard their voice. He was not mindful of their sins, neither did he deliver them up to their enemies, but he purified them by the hand of Isaiah, the holy prophet. He overthrew the army of the Assyrians, and the angel of the Lord destroyed them. For Ezekias did that which pleased God, and walked valiantly in the way of David his father, which Isaiah the great prophet, and faithful in the sight of God, had commanded him. In his days the sun went backward, and he lengthened the king's life. With a great spirit he saw the things that are to come to pass at last, and comforted the mourners in Sion. He showed what should come to pass forever, and secret things before they came. The Apocalypse of St. John the Apostle, chapter 19. After these things I heard, as it were, the voice of much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and power is to our God. For true and just are his judgments, who hath judged the great harlot, which corrupted the earth with her fornication, and hath revenged the blood of his servants at her hands. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke ascendeth for ever and ever. And the 24 ancients and the 4 living creatures fell down and adored God that sitteth upon the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out from the throne, saying, Give praise to our God, all ye his servants, and you that fear him, little and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunders, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, hath reigned. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath prepared herself. And it is granted to her that she should clothe herself with fine linen, glittering and white. For the fine linen are the justifications of saints. And he said to me, Write. Blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These words of God are true. And I fell down before his feet to adore him, and he saith to me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, who have the testimony of Jesus. Adore God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and with justice doth he judge and fight. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many diadems, and he had a name written which no man knoweth but himself. And he was clothed with a garment sprinkled with blood, and his name is called The Word of God. And the armies that are in heaven followed him on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth proceeded a sharp, two-edged sword, that with it he may strike the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God the Almighty. And he hath on his garment and on his thigh written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that did fly through the midst of heaven, Come gather yourselves together to the great supper of God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of tribunes, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all freemen and bondmen, and of little and of great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war with him that sat upon the horse, and with his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, who wrought signs before him, wherewith he seduced them that received the character of the beast, and who adored his image. These two were cast alive into the pool of fire, burning with brimstone. And the rest were slain by the sword of him that sitteth upon the horse, which proceedeth out of his mouth. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. The Prayer of Saint Bede the Venerable, after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus and him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that he upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge may also possess thee, font of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.